Everybody here.
Yeah, we're here.
Everybody's here. Black Hood, Red Hood. Yes.
What we need is this.
Hello and welcome to
AMC
Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes.
Very
advised.
And everyone is here.
Yep. So, Red Hood, happy holidays to you.
Red Hood? Uh-oh.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I can see him on the call, but he's not here.
Yes, I am now here.
Oh, hello.
Jesus, Red Hood, come on, man. You can't just do that.
Oh, it must be the holidays. We're not all on the same page.
Clearly.
Well, yes. This is a holiday special, and I did that entirely on mute. This is a holiday special. Now I'm live on air. Thank God. This is a holiday special, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everyone. Unfortunately, Allison couldn't be here tonight. He was rummaging in stuff. Anyway, we are a jam-packed show for you tonight. Yes,
well,
Blackwood.
For Christmas! Yay!
It is Christmas! Christmas! Anyway, Christmas.
For my fans who are wondering where I'm going to be for the next 10 days, I'm going to be in Germany, drinking beer, living with women, possibly snowboarding and dodging trees.
Well, let's hope, Blackwood, for our sake, that you don't get hit by a tree while dodging them.
It's like, who put that tree there?
It's not even who put the tree. It's more like who put the tree in front of the leafy green thing that is a cliff.
I know, exactly. It's like, wait a minute. Like, why is there a tree here? Oh, I forgot, I'm in the woods.
You know, but speaking of woods and stuff and everything like that.
You know where I may be maybe snowboarding?
Where?
The Matterhorn.
Who?
You know the mountain from Disney World? No, I'm not going to the one in Disney World. I'm going to the actual one, hopefully.
Well, hopefully.
Yes. So if you're wondering why I have a cast, it means, of course, I landed wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing about Christmas and ADHD is that we just get lots of stuff, you know. In terms of bridges who don't like Christmas, well...
Wow, you type loud.
John. Yes, you do.
Wow.
Bridges who don't like Christmas. A man basically returned from Sydney... 30-hour flight.
Crikey!
Sorry,
Red Hood.
Yeah. So, man returns to his flat in Scotland, in Glasgow. And Glasgow is very cool, but...
Yes.
Returns
that is cool
to his flight
in Australia, though.
Is very, very cool.
I believe he's actually wanted to go to Australia. Red Hood, would you like to go to Sydney one day?
I would love to.
With some tea and some crumpets and hand in hand.
I don't think the crumpets would match, but surely some meat pie, definitely.
Yes.
Maybe
some kangaroo.
They'd kill you.
I know.
They'd kill you back
for
that.
I know. I was kidding. Believe it or not, kangaroo are actually very cool animals. I would actually love to hug one.
Yeah, if you hugged one, chances are you'd be running scared because they have claws the size of very sharp razors.
Oh, I know. That's the scary part about them. But they're so cute, you know?
They're so cute, but it's the same like a koala. You know, they get very defensive.
Except that koalas are a little bit more evil.
Right.
Although I would love to see a dingo. That would be cool to see.
Mm.
Australia's answer to the gray wolf, the dingo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not as cuddly as a wolf, dingoes are quite adorable as well.
Mm. But, you know, I think the funnier part about this guy is that he came home to find his entire room wrapped.
Yep. I'm actually still laughing about it, believe it or not. I'm like, really?
When we say wrapped, we mean wrapped.
Yeah, I know. But my question is, though, is how the hell did the guy pull it off?
He was away for 30 days.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But the funny thing, I guess, is, with this, it was very funny, because the guy entered everything, the wallpaper, his pillows, his bed, his door knocker, his aquarium, his curtain, no, not his curtain, his window, everything was wrapped, literally. It was absolutely hilarious. I mean, could you imagine, you know,
what?
Could you imagine the 20 top grinchiest people?
Well, right? we have Hillary Clinton, we have Obama, people who say that you can't say Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, just Happy Holidays, and it's like, really?
And actually, the Daily Beast recently, as in 12, actually, God, now this is 5 years ago, but it's still up, the grinchiest cities in the world. And actually,
really?
a ranking, believe it or not, if you head over to DailyBeast.com.
Who's in there?
The grinchiest cities?
Yeah.
Let's see. Boston, Maine. Detroit, Michigan.
Boston,
Stockton,
Maine?
California.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Orlando.
Wait, where did you see this?
TheDailyBeast.com. Denver, Colorado, Los Angeles, California, Sacramento, California, Phoenix, Arizona, Chicago, Illinois, Miami,
hey,
Florida,
this just
Houston,
in.
Texas.
Vladimir Lenin is 145 years old, and he looks wonderful.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, whatever you have to do, at all costs, wrap this guy's room. Why? Because he hates Christmas. Okay. Why does he hate Christmas?
Speaking of hating
Christmas.
Okay, I got one for you.
Mm.
Speaking of grinchy people, Brooklyn Principal banned all use of Christmas in Santa Claus, and Thanksgiving will be replaced by Harvest Festival.
What?
Well, yeah, and then what happened in that was basically there's a whole complete misunderstanding.
Well, Thanksgiving Well, the Fall Festival makes more sense than Thanksgiving, I hate to say.
Well, yeah, because in fall,
basically what the Harvest Festival is, it's like basically what happens there is from October 31st into November 30th. That is what it's the pagan harvest.
And basically, and what's the tradition of that exactly?
The pagan harvest is basically where you, like back, like this was back with the Celtic pagans, my dad's people, as you already know, Jamie. Actually, no, your people too back
right.
then as well. The British also did it back then as well. The Scots, the Irish, the Brits, the Welsh, they all believed in like gods and goddesses. And basically, of course, what happened is that they believed that if you dress up your child as a monster, they will be dragged down to the dark abyss of hell. And yes, believe it or not, pagans do believe in hell. And like the Christians say, it's not a pretty place at all.
Why isn't it a pretty place then?
Because basically what hell is, it's hell. Think about it, Red Hood. It's hell. Now, basically, of course, what the Harvest Festival is that, like, you gather up all the crops, everything that you need to feed you throughout that winter, and they take some of that food as an offering to the gods for next year, for the next harvest. You know? That's basically what the Harvest Festival is. That's what a pagan Harvest
right.
Festival is. There's,
but it's also working your ass off, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. However, you can't have a festival without working your ass off. You know?
Right.
That's the problem. People are saying, oh, we're getting lazy. I'm like, gee, I wonder why we're getting lazy. Because we don't harvest our own crops.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't harvest our own crops, and, you know, it's amazing.
Not only, of course, were my family, the people in my family, they aren't just warriors, no. You got farmers, you got politicians. It's pretty much a mix and match. We have a senator in our family. Well, we did during the 1940s. But
yes.
Anyway, I'm digressing from the point. I'll talk to you about that later, Red Hood. But basically what happens is that, like, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas was actually originally a pagan holiday.
In what sense? I mean, as far as I know about the pagan holiday and the history of Christmas is that it was originally Dutch, and
yeah.
then
it was originally something else entirely. But once, of course, you Jesus was born on the 24th, correct? Of December?
No, the 25th.
Right, that's what I mean. It was born on Christmas Day, so Christmas is.
So that's the legend.
Yeah, that's the legend, but because of that, the Christians adopted the Christmas holiday in
right.
the name of Jesus, whereas the pagans adopted it as. Hang on, let me look this up. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, just bear with.
Well, I mean, there are two. It's mainly a pre-Christian pagan.
It really is.
Pagan,
like, it's,
Christian.
It's half Christian, half pagan roots. Basically, of course, what pagans are, we are, like, basically what that is, it means that, like, we don't believe in one God. We don't believe in we don't believe in saints. We don't believe in, like, I'm not saying I'm a pagan, but let's say if I was, I would not believe in the same God as you do. I would respect your beliefs, yes. You know, modern day Christians and, like, modern day pagans, they respect other religions. They respect other people's opinions on their religion. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are many people who don't, like, exactly believe Christmas happened. But that in the fact of Christmas happening, you know, there are these all these sorts of traditions. I mean, the most famous humorist to write about Christmas that actually, you know, there's all these humorous, you know, books. My personal favorite is David Sedaris.
I think you showed me that book, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was funny. I was laughing hysterically at that. I was like, wow.
I mean, my personal favorite is David Sedaris' Santaland Diaries, where it's his... when he went to work for Macy's Day Santaland. You know, you have energetic elves all over the place, you know, Macy's lockers and all of that.
Believe it or not, the Christmas tree was actually a symbol of paganism.
Well, we established this, yeah.
Yeah. Like, keep in mind, too, that, like with the Germanic tribes and everything else like that, keep in mind, too, that back then, before Christianity spread into Europe, they were primarily pagans.
But
were pagans, warmongering pagans, you name it, Europe had it.
Well, you name it, it has it, you know. And
it's pretty interesting stuff, though.
Yeah, but, like, also, the fact of it is that historically, it's very different in each country.
It is.
You know?
It really is. Like, with Norway, we celebrate St. Lucia right before Christmas. In Sweden, we celebrate it right before Christmas. In Germany, you have the Krampus, which, by the way, everybody, that movie is horrible. Don't go see it.
How do you know? Have you seen it?
Yes, I have, and it's terrible.
But you were raving to us about it.
I thought it was good. I thought it was going to be good because I saw the trailer.
Sometimes trailers...
Wait a second. You saw the trailer backward. See?
Yes.
Do you go to movies and do you just rate your movie watching experience on just the trailers, or is it just
Red Hood?
Yes. What?
Jamie, I don't rate it on how I see it through the trailer. I rate it on how I see it in the theater. I just thought, of course, it would have been a good movie to see. I went to go see it. I walked out. I'm like, no. This is not the real Krampus legend. The Krampus legend is much more terrifying. You know.
Ah.
This is what
you know, everything's got to be watered down.
Exactly, because
everybody's
too sensitive.
Yeah.
No offense, Red Hood.
Well, no. I'm not taking it as offense.
Somebody just want to get offended. Somebody.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody's going to get...
Anybody who gets offended, I don't give a damn.
No, but somebody's going to get offended, but it's not going
to
be us. But yet, it wasn't until, like, the 19th century that Americans began to embrace Christmas. I mean, Christmas, you know, we think of Easter and Christmas as the Hallmark holidays. But
right, exactly.
Really, in 1828, the New York City Council instituted that the city's first police force, in response to Christmas, a Christmas riot. Now.
Exactly.
No, this is actually true.
I know.
So,
I'm laughing.
Yeah, so then in 1819, Washington Irving wrote The Sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon Gent, which is a series of stories about which the celebration of Christmas in an English manor house and sketches feature a squire who invites the peasants, not invents the peasants. See, that would be hilarious in and of itself.
You know, one of my Islamic friends said that how hard would you laugh, of course, if I told you that we Muslims do kind of celebrate Christmas? I would have said, wow, talk about hypocritical. You know?
Well, yeah.
But,
I mean...
Unfortunately, I looked through the Quran, there's nothing in there that says they celebrate Christmas. Unfortunately, but... as cool as that would be, it would be really cool because, like, I've read all three of the holy books. Thank you, Red Hood, for letting me borrow your stuff. You know?
My ear stuff.
Huh?
My ear stuff? What do you mean, my ear stuff?
Your, the Torah. You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know how I was able to translate that, but I mean...
Well, it's quite easy. Backwards to forwards.
Exactly.
Not forwards,
like,
to backwards.
My God, talk about dyslexic, right? Jesus.
Well, it would make you dyslexic. Maybe that's why they made it, is to get everybody dyslexic, so that basically...
Yeah, exactly.
So that basically you're reading backwards like the Chinese and the English are reading forward, that they can be together at a small hill on top of the hill, so that basically... they go, what did you learn?
I learned how to read backwards. I learned how to read
and you. Right, and so the Ho Chi Minh, like, and so the Chinese men will go, so you learn how to read like us.
Exactly.
That doesn't impress me.
Exactly.
You know, kind of thing. But yet,
whereas like Norse pagans, like my people, we have poetic Eddas, which, by the way, are pretty epic. You should really read them, Red Hood. You might like them. They're pretty cool. So, yeah.
I mean, but yeah, in Rome, the Romans observed...
The Romans castrated the Jews.
Well, yes, but in terms of Christmas, December
25th... They sacrificed
20th,
animals during Christmas.
Well, yes, they sacrificed the animals, and that...
Because keep in mind, too,
really
that back then, like, the Romans also had pagan beliefs before they were... Before they converted to Christian, you know?
But then, I think my most impressive was the outlaw Christmas. I mean, in the early 17th century, you know?
Not the 17th century, dude. Did the Romans or somebody else do it?
No, it's the Romans that did it. But, like,
dude,
the
Romans weren't around in the 17th century.
No, but, like, Oliver Cromwell and his Puritan forces took over England.
That's right.
In 1645, and
right after the Fourth Crusades ended.
Right. And then
gentlemen, I apologize.
Yeah, but then, like, they said, we're going to cancel Christmas. We hope you're okay with that.
No, we're not okay.
Going,
fuck you.
And I could say, if I had a time machine, would be, why? It's the best fucking time of the season, you know? What do you have, Alvin and the Chipmunks? Who are you singing, Chipmunks? What?
Chipmunks.
You know, off with the Chipmunks head.
You sing, that's blasphemy.
They provide little hatchets, you know...
Ugh.
That kind of thing. But yeah.
You know what really cracked me up, though, is like how people get offended by stuff way too easily, though, when it comes to the holidays.
Well, I mean, when it comes to holidays, it's funny because, like,
yeah, it's hysterical, but like it's annoying at the same time.
It's hysterical. I walked into a Thai shop. They were doing, like, discounts, but the owner was Hasidic, and he said, oh, yeah. I said, do you have any Christmas ties? He goes, no. He goes, I said, what day are you open? He goes, we're not open on Sundays because we're Jewish, and we were Sabbath. He goes, are you Jewish? He goes, what are you asking the schedule for? And I said, sir, I'm not
Jewish. So you literally met an Hasidic rabbi?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's funny.
I mean,
was he selling people's organs?
What?
I said, was he selling people's organs?
No, he was selling the monkey that grinds it.
We're going to hell. We are going to hell.
I think the funny part about... What?
What?
He's like, hey, man.
Anyway. Yeah, hey, man. But,
hey, what's
you
up?
Know. Hey, Johnny. But, you know, it is funny. I mean, like, Johnny, what kind of Christmas traditions do you have?
Christmas traditions?
Yeah, have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard. Get up early on Christmas morning, unwrap presents, you know, all that good stuff.
So wait, you don't sacrifice an animal or anything?
No.
Okay, my family doesn't either. I forgot that we weren't pagans anymore.
I mean, I think the funniest thing, I really think, like, the funniest, I think the funniest part about Christmas is when they run all the Christmas movies, right?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, it's commercial Christmas, and then it's a repetitive Christmas.
Oh,
so, basically...
You know what really annoys me, though, is like, it's like when they try to get you into the Christmas spirit, but I mean, the end of all that fucking Christmas music, you really start to hate it.
Well, you really sort of hate it if you're in retail. I can remember, like, six to eight years ago.
I was the same way. Remember?
I mean, 6 to 8 years ago, I was in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
And each time, I think, the only time I felt really happy, like, really happy,
yeah,
is when the Charlie Brown Christmas theme came on.
Yeah.
The... You know, that. And the copper version of it.
You know, I get the feeling that Christmas actually are themed to Red Hood when you think about it.
But,
this show might get cut off.
Why?
It was only set for 30 seconds. 30 minutes.
Are you serious?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Why did you say
it might get Oh, no. It might get shut off. Oh, gosh. Well, then that's a Christmas event. Will see you soon?
Yep.
Hello?
All right. See you all soon.
Well, have a great Christmas, and we will talk to you soon.
Apparently, we're still on the air.
Apparently, we're still on the... Oh, God. Thank God. False alarm, guys. We can still talk. Thank God.
Sue the company for everything they're worth.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Right? So, in reality, how many seconds do we really have left?
How many seconds do we really have?
Yeah.
About 1,800.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, all right, so it's an hour. So,
yeah.
So I guess my Christmas traditions...
Sorry for the scare, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
Johnny, I think Johnny was reading something upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done that plenty of times.
What happens, of course, when you read upside down, Johnny?
Wait, we only have 3 minutes? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God! No!
Right, so, if we only have 3 minutes, okay, right. How to summarize my Christmas theme song? I can't do it.
Can't do it. Alright, this ain't good.
Alright, next.
Oh, crap.
So, yeah, oh, snap is right.
I just knocked off my headphones off my head.
Ah, fantastic.
No more eggnog.
Yeah, oh, no more eggnog, definitely not. But yeah, like, I think my traditions are, you know, getting mince pies. And
I'll be right back, guys.
Crackers and stuff like that. But I'm not doing that this year because I'm going off to somebody else's to bunk off to them for Christmas. However, I mean, Johnny, what do you do for Christmas? What are your Christmas things that you do?
So it kind of changes from year to year, but basically it's wake up early in the morning, open presents.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Oh. Excuse me.
I honestly, you know, I think the funniest thing of all is the fact that, you know, everybody makes Christmas lists, and I think the funniest thing about this is everybody makes Christmas lists, and everybody makes, like, DVDs, and now you have Netflix and whatever. And we're talking about my Christmas list, and, you know, somebody said to me, well, why are you going to get...
Wait, you have a Christmas list, Red Hood?
Yeah, I always have a Christmas list.
Oh, dear God.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, if you believe in Santa.
I mean, yeah, of course we believe in Santa.
Santa's a real...
Cool, well, Santa is real, depending if you believe.
You mean he's real?
Yeah.
That was a horrible pun.
Well, it's totally real, but...
is real.
Yes, it is real. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny. I do have a Christmas list.
Oh,
but mostly, you know, it's all electronics and, you know, stuff. And
yeah, technology.
Stuff
things that men really need.
Yeah, and then somebody said to me, well, why do you need all these DVDs? And, like, what are you planning for ahead? You know, and I said, I haven't really given much thought to that because apparently this person thinks I'm exceedingly dumb. So, you know,
not naming any names,
but, you know, parent person thinks I'm exceedingly dumb, which I'm not.
We're actually smarter than the average Asperger's.
Or actually smarter than the average neurotypical.
Exactly.
Then I must be smarter than the average bear.
The average bear, I think, the average bear with claws and stuff like that, you know.
Stealing those chicken stuff?
Damn. But yeah, right. Out, damn, so shit. Right, I could just go for it.
Exactly.
Out, slick. Oh, yeah, if we can fix that. But I think that everybody has a Christmas list. I mean, what do you guys usually wish for on your Christmas list?
Sanity.
Sanity. Okay. In terms of sanity, though, but, like, seriously, what do you guys usually wish for?
Well, technology like you do.
Mm.
Boobs.
Did you just say boobs?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you just said boobs.
Boobies! Alright,
okay.
Anyway. I'm gonna get shot. Anyway.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, John.
I mean,
shut up.
We don't wish for Kanye West, though.
Yeah, well, look, if Kanye West ever did run for office, I would leave the fucking country. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of that, he said, of course, that he was tougher than U.S. soldiers. And I'm like, you are a fucking idiot, aren't you?
Wait, what did he say?
He said that he's tougher than U.S. soldiers.
If he's tougher than U.S. soldiers, why? Why would you say that?
Because he's an idiot.
Why would you... No, of course he was an idiot. But why would you say that specifically?
Because of the fact that he thinks that this country is racist.
Well, it is racist, but then, you know, they're going to kick out all of, like, the illegal immigrants as to Trump anyway.
You know what they should do? Instead of kicking them out, they should just put them in the military. Have them fight for their citizenship.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
It would actually be a good idea. I'm just saying.
It would be horrible. I mean, if you really think about it.
No, I didn't mean get deployed to war. What I mean is that, like, they serve for 3 years and then they gain citizenship.
Better idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't mean like defending your. I meant like defending your country, as in defending the home front. You know. Like just serve with the National Guard. You know, I mean, hell, we need manpower. You know?
Sure.
To be honest, I would rather have an immigrant watching my back than normal Americans. I'm just saying. You know?
In what way, though?
Because they have common sense. They understand evasion. Okay? They know how to get out of a sticky situation.
Right.
And I mean that in a good way. Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, you know, I still don't agree with what has to happen. But if it's going to happen, how long would they have to put out a system, you know?
I don't know.
That's what So, I guess, and the real story of Christmas is that
it's all about giving and not getting.
Yeah. It's all about giving and getting.
It's all about. It is. It's all about.
Can't talk
giving.
Today.
It's what?
Can't talk today.
Nope. It's all about giving, people.
Exactly.
Definitely. And with that, I mean, let's see, what else do we have besides talking about Christmas? I guess, what are the worst foods that we could have at Christmas? I know I've had a few. What are the worst foods?
Definitely eggnog.
Eggnog, I think.
Eggnog's all right.
Eggnog's all right.
I don't like eggnog. I never got into it.
Well, I think that it's really dependent on how it's made.
Yeah, like it depends on who makes it.
Yeah, I mean, traditional eggnog, I think, you know, store-bought, not good. If you were to make eggnog,
right,
I think it would taste better.
Exactly, like homemade eggnog is the best.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
add a little bit of rum to it, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Oh, I put it in the eggnog.
Oh, that's right. So he's going to get smattered. That's right.
Could
you imagine, though, if they actually did put rum into eggnog? Holy God.
Oh, gosh.
You would be hammered.
You
would be
free, Johnny?
You would be hammered.
The worst Christmas
what?
Type food? Fruitcake.
Fruitcake. Yeah, I would think fruitcake and nut logs. You know.
Hey, that's ignorance, people. Keep in mind, of course, so that there are fruits. Red Hood and Johnny.
I mean, there are fruits. But
you can process feeling. How you want as a hockey puck.
Right, right. I mean, if you're going to have really good Christmas, you know, vlog or nog or whatever, you know, my version of it definitely is Christmas pudding.
Oh,
oh my
God.
God.
Figgy pudding, chocolate pudding, you name it. Oh.
Yeah, figgy pudding, black treacle tarts, everything. You
cookies.
Know, like that.
Sugar
wow.
Cookies.
Yeah. Flan.
Just
really good.
Sure that you hide those cookies from Santa because he will eat them all.
Yeah. About that.
Yeah.
I think
so it
that
was you
gonna...
who's eating all my cookies, Red Hood. How dare you?
That's exactly. I snuck in your garage. You know, got the cookies, started baking them, and then snuck out with the cookies again. You know,
oh,
and whoever was in your house said, "Why is it smoking all of a sudden?" Who did? You know, who did what here?
Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
Hello.
So, yes. So, yes. Well, he's gone. I'm seriously going to do it. I'll sneak into his garage and then, you know, do that. But I think that, what's your favorite Christmas dessert, though?
Oh, one of my favorites?
Yeah.
I've discovered the Snickerdoodle cookie.
Holy
crap.
I love.
Holy crap.
Oh,
so good.
My God.
What now?
So good.
What's good?
A snickerdoodle.
The snickerdoodle cookie.
Oh,
it's like a sugar cookie with a cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, snickerdoodle cookie is great. But, you know, posing with an assault rifle in Arizona while eating a snickerdoodle cookie, even better.
Indeed.
At least, you know, at least we can all have a good Christmas. You know, and because we won't see you until January, I guess have a Happy New Year as well from all of us, including Allison, who's not present. But, yeah, Happy New Year and Happy Christmas. And, yeah, I guess this ends our podcast with nothing more to say. I mean, I don't. Do you like a...
Well, what?
Do you have any more thing to say?
If that's about the course, I'm going to slap you.
Well, besides that. No, I meant really besides that.
Oh,
I think we've cleared the docket,
right?
Right,
we have. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah. We've cleared the docket, and it's 10:45. So, let's do this. Yeah, we will see you back in January for the end of Season 5 and then sometime in the spring, Season 6, and we'll have all new stuff. Website is still ongoing, but it'll be, you know, the next... for 15 night, you know, we're getting our act together and stuff like that. And so, yeah, and there will be the long-awaited promised application form. Now, just before we go, that there will be some rules to it, but we will be awaiting your responses.
No rules. What else is new?
What?
Rules.
We don't need rules where we're going.
Well, no, we don't. But we do need to have people who that is outside the four of us. So we are looking.
Exactly.
There'll be two types of application forms: one for production and one for on that talent. So we will then review and get back to you. And don't forget to submit your information. And we will definitely get back to you. Have a great holiday season and a great new year, and we will see you in 2016.
Merry Christmas.
I guess.
All.
So,
good night.
Merry Christmas and have all a good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.